thank you for joining us for today's Appraisal Buzzcast. My name's Jim Morrison, and with me as always is our host, Hal Humphreys. Let me bring him in. Hey, Hal, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We are very lucky today. Our guest today is Melinda Griffin, who's the upcoming president of the NAA. Let me bring her in. How are you doing, Melinda?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Absolutely fantastic. Melinda, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. I got to say, for the listeners out there, I've known Melinda for several years now, and a couple of things come to mind. Number one, she is a dogged supporter of appraisers. She has been heavily involved in the National Association of Appraisers, the NAA, for several years. She is the incoming president for the NAA. But Melinda, before we get into what you plan to do with your powers as president of the NAA, tell our listeners a little bit about you. How did you get into the appraisal business?
Oh, how? Gosh, that's so long ago. After my son was born, I started helping a friend from church check titles for attorneys, abstracting titles. And then my dad said one Sunday afternoon while we're rocking on the porch that I needed to diversify. You can't put all your eggs in one basket, and that I needed to be an appraiser because I had some estimating background from a prior career. And I said, I don't want to be a realtor because I don't want to work nights and weekends showing houses. And he said, well, I don't think you have to do that anymore. And you know, parents are usually right, Hal. And he was. So I went home, checked it out. And the next weekend, I was driving to Columbia, South Carolina to take the classes. And I did that for about 3 months every weekend. To get the class, because that was back in the day where you had to do everything in person. You know, I'm 32 years and counting. So, you know, but I love what I do. I've been doing it for 32 years here in South Carolina. As you said, I've been heavily involved with peers, you know, through the South Carolina Professional Appraisers Coalition, SCPAC, for many, many years. And then I have had the privilege and opportunity to work with the NAA as well.
And in addition to SCPAC, the NAA, are you involved in any other appraisal-related organizations?
Oh, man, I got involved last year heavily with TAFAC, the Appraisal Foundation Advisory Council, and just was elected as the vice chair of that for 2024. And so, yeah, I spend a few weekends a year up in D.C. Listening in to sessions with the foundation and helping with ASB and AQB support.
Okay, very good. Well, let's do this. This is a good chance to take a break and hear from one of our commercial sponsors, and we'll be right back.
LIA Administrators and Insurance Services, serving valuation professionals since 1978. We provide E&O insurance with a commitment to superior customer service, outstanding liability education, and unmatched claim defense, benefiting over 10,000 real estate professionals nationwide. Explore our exclusive appraiser liability education by Peter Christensen and cost-effective seminars designed to foster your growth. Our underwriters, with an average of 26 years of experience each, are dedicated to supporting appraisers. Visit liability.com to discover how LIA can safeguard your business.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Appraisal Buzz. I'm Hal Humphreys, your host, and I'm joined today by my good friend, Melinda Griffin. Melinda is the incoming president of the National Association of Appraisers. Melinda, let's just dive right into it. What are your goals for the NAA under your leadership this year and next?
You know, I want to continue the great things that the past presidents have already started, you know, growing the membership, offering quality education through the two conferences that we produce with Appraiser eLearning. And just to help boots on the ground appraisers to be informed, you know, the e-blast that we send out. Because I remember when I started out appraising years ago and there wasn't coalitions and associations, and I felt like the Lone Ranger out there because I'm independent fee appraiser, you know. And And after, when you start attending the conferences and that kind of thing, you know that you're not the Lone Ranger. You have a network of other people that you can call on if you have a question or kind of what would you do scenario, because, you know, that's important.
It's critically important. And, you know, most of us appraisers out here that do independent fee work are working by ourselves. There are some large firms out there. There's some medium-sized firms, but the overwhelming majority of us appraisers are solo operators. And it's really tempting to sit there in your home office or in your own office, think about a thing, agree with yourself, and send the report out the door. And sometimes that's a really bad move. There are a number of times where I will call a friend and ask him for advice. And a lot of my friends I met through the NAA and by attending the conferences. Melinda knows this. I think some of the folks in the crowd know this. I am a proud member of the NAA. I'm on the board of directors. I serve at the pleasure of Melinda Griffin at the NAA. They do really good things for appraisers. There's the George Harrison Scholarship Fund. There's the Appraiser Relief Fund that provide very real, tangible benefits to appraisers. Melinda, I'm really excited to see what you do with the NAA the next couple of years. I am going to take a real quick break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll come back.
The Dictionary of Real Estate Appraisal, 7th edition, is a landmark text that reflects the depth and breadth of appraisal knowledge. Each entry, definition, and reference has been painstakingly researched and designed to reflect an expert understanding of issues that currently impact the profession. The new dictionary is an essential authoritative resource for all appraisers. The dictionary is divided into two sections, an alphabetical listing of terms directly related to real estate appraisal, and an addendum with topical glossaries and compilations of terms used by related real estate professionals. Find it at appraisalinstitute.org/dictionary7.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Appraisal Buzz. I'm your host, Hal Humphreys. I've got Melinda Griffin on the line with me today. Melinda, we've talked about your plans for the NAA coming up. Really excited about that. Now, you are not actually president of the NAA just yet. You get installed this spring. Tell me, when do you get installed and where do you get installed?
I get installed next month, actually. Hal will be in Colorado Springs for the ACTS conference, which is the appraisal trade show and conference for appraisers. That's the conference we move around. You know, it was in Sacramento last year. The year before that, it was in my great state here in South Carolina. It's been in Nashville. 2025, it will be in San Antonio, Texas. So, and it was in Bay St. Louis once in Mississippi. So it's just a great place, but that's where we hold our installations, and our new board will be coming on at that time too. We'll roll off a couple of people, roll on a couple of people. So I'm really excited about going to Colorado Springs and seeing what we're going to do out there.
So we're talking right now about the ACTS conference, Appraisers Conference and Trade Show in Colorado Springs next month. You know, obviously the NAA will be doing some housekeeping stuff with the NAA, but if I'm just an appraiser out there, I'm not a member of the NAA and I'd like to come check this out, what would I get from it? How would I benefit from coming to that conference?
There's a lot of things. For the conference itself, you get 14 hours of CE on Monday and Tuesday, 7 hours each day. On Saturday and Sunday, there's pre-conference stuff going on. The workshop class that Josh Wallet puts out. Yeah, that's a great class. I've had it, I think, more than once, but that is a fabulous class. Brian Reynolds will be teaching USPAP. You know, USPAP changed this year. And if you haven't had it yet, I strongly recommend getting it sooner than later. And there's no better place to get it than in Colorado Springs with Brian Reynolds.
I love it. So we've got pre-conference continuing education. We've got continuing education for attending the conference for the 2 days of the conference. I'm assuming it's not just going to be all work and nose to the grindstone.
No. You know, we got to have a little bit of fun out there and a little bit of time to network, because, you know, that's one thing that's so important for us long rangers, you know, is you need to network. And so we have an opening reception that will have time for that, time to meet. Then you have meet and greets during the day. You have breaks so that you can see sponsors that are attending, vendors with new applications that, you know, we're all going to be meeting. But you just, you know, the networking is the thing that made me continue to go. After I went the first time, and I'm like, man, this is cool. I'm meeting people. And, you know, back in the day, we would exchange business cards. Now we exchange like these little things, QR codes that take you to your information. It's really cool to see technology, you know, grow and become readily available.
And it's not just appraisers that are going to be able to benefit from attending this conference.
Trainees, we're hosting the Appraiser Diversity Initiative workshop on Sunday. And that's, if you're an aspiring appraiser that wants to learn more about it, that's a great opportunity. There'll be some scholarships awarded through the participation of that workshop. Then NAA does their own trainee supervisor outing that afternoon after the ADI workshop, so that you can continue to talk to people. You have the opportunity to talk to real appraisers. There's going to be probably around 250 there. But you get to also talk with the matters that be, the people from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, all the people that you will be working with at some point in the future once you become an appraiser or already are. You know, a lot of people don't realize how touchable those people are, but they're real. They're just like us. Many of them are also boots on the ground. You know, they hold license. They may not be a practicing appraiser anymore, but they still hold a license. I was at an ATA event, Association of Texas Appraisers, a couple of weeks ago, and Scott Reuter was there, you know, and he was taking USPAP just like the other 150, 75 people in the room, because he is an appraiser.
Yeah. April 20th through 23rd, next month, Colorado Springs Appraisers Conference and Trade Show. I think if you're an appraiser, especially if you're within driving distance, and I know driving distance out west is a lot further than it is here in the southeast, but if you can, come out to Colorado Springs, join us for the ACTS conference. It is a lot of fun. It is an educational experience. And more importantly, I think it's just a really good chance for appraisers to get together and build that network of people you can call when you have a really hard question. I know that, you know, a lot of appraisers I talk to across the country will say, you know, I was worried about the USPAP thing, but I met so-and-so at this conference and I got their phone number and I was able to call them and ask them a question. It is invaluable for boots on the ground appraisers to go to conferences. And this ACTS conference in the spring is a fantastic chance to do that. Melinda, thank you so much for being here. Any final words you would have for appraisers regarding ACTS?
Just be there, you know, be there, come experience it for yourself. If you've never been to a national conference, come experience it. And then you'll see why we do it, why we talk about it so much, because it's unreal how many people you can meet at one time. And then, you know, people you hear on Clubhouse, people you hear here or at another, you know, that you just have only seen on the screen, they're real, they're there, and they want to meet you and network with you as well.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Melinda, again for being here. Jim Morrison, do we by chance have an anonymous appraiser question for Melinda and I to try and tackle today?
We do. And before I get into that, if anybody does want to join and they haven't signed up yet, you can go to appraisersconference.net and click the link to register. We'll also put the link in the comments below to make sure we don't lose anyone. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. Our anonymous appraiser question is a little bit complicated, and it may depend on what state you're in to answer. We had an issue with squatter's rights where the landowner died and left their estate to their son who lived on the West Coast. He hadn't done any upkeep on the home or even visited it for years. When he went to sell it, he found out he couldn't because the neighbor had put a fencing on the lot and used it to raise their goats. The courts ruled in favor of the goat owner because they were actively using the land and transferred the title of the lot at $125K, valued at $125K. Is adverse possession something appraisers need to comment on when appraising a property specifically in the rural where someone might not be using all their land?
Wow. This is a proper goat rodeo. All right. So my initial thoughts are this. As appraisers, we are supposed to pay attention to the property when we get out to look at it. One of the things we are supposed to comment on are easements and encroachments. If someone is encroaching upon the subject property, say they've built a fence and they're grazing their goats over there and they're claiming ownership of it, that is something that the appraiser should probably make note of. You need to look at easements and encroachments. That's one of the things that we're supposed to use to identify the property that we're appraising. That might very well have an impact on value. Now, in my experience, adverse possession is a real thing, but is awful difficult to actually gain title to a piece of property through adverse possession. I'm speaking from history in Tennessee. I think there is a 7-year statute associated with that. And I'm not an attorney, so I'm talking, you know, kind of out of my wheelhouse here, but there is a statute of time that you have to occupy the property. The occupation has to be open, out in just plain view of everybody, no hidden part of the occupation, and it has to be hostile, meaning I'm doing this, you know, in a hostile fashion. That can manifest itself in a number of ways. Look, again, I'm not an attorney, but I do know that we as appraisers, part of the benefit of an appraiser going out and looking at a property, be it residential, be it rural residential, be it farmland or whatever, is being able to identify, hey, that fence looks like it's not on our, or it's on our property line, or it's on our property, and that dude's grazing goats over here. That's something we need to think about as an encroachment. Melinda, do you have any thoughts on this adverse possession issue?
Totally agree with you there, Hal. Again, I'm not an attorney as well, but you know, when you see something like that, you definitely, I take a picture of it. I note it in my work. It is very hard to prove that, you know, that kind of ownership, and it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. So you definitely want to be up to date with what your state says about it, because South Carolina could say one thing, Tennessee could say something else. And so you want to know what your state, how they react to this, but you definitely want to put it in the report and note it in your work file.
Very good. Very good. So Jim Morrison, it seems like we've done a fairly good job of just making something clear as mud, as usual.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. I know that's a difficult question, and it really does depend on your state. So you need to find out, you know, what the rules are for your state. Some of them, it's like Hal said, 7. Some years it's 20. So it all depends on what your state rules are.
Yeah. Melinda, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm looking forward to seeing you next month at the ACTS conference. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Jim, do we have anything else?
Nope, that's it. Melinda, thanks. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. In that case, for Jim Morrison and Melinda Griffin, I'm Hal Humphreys, and that is your Appraisal Buzz for this week.